But we will bring in Anthony J this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going? It's me. How you doing?
Yeah, I know it's you.
Yeah, it's back to Monday, and we're looking at what's going on, the weather across the area. How was your weekend?
Well, Saturday stunk, I want to tell you, Anthony. The sun never came out here. We never got the sun, and we got a mist. Do you ever see those where it's cloudy and there's a mist in the air, but it's not a mist that you can really feel, but if you're sitting at a table, all of a sudden you look down at the table and like the table's wet. That's what it was like all day Saturday for us here.
That very, very, very fine mist or light drizzle, that we're going to see kind of today, I think, as well.
Now, Sunday turned out to be a real nice warm day in the afternoon and everything like that, but Saturday stunk. Now, it didn't affect the crowds because it wasn't raining, so the crowds showed up for everything. So everything had great crowds, but it's just, the weather could have been better. You know what I mean?
What event was it?
Oh, we had Salisbury Fall Festival, Pine Plains Fall Festival. We had a big Americana concert over at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. I mean, we just had tons of things going on for Columbus Day weekend. I mean, and now today's Columbus Day, but do you realize Columbus Day is not a national holiday?
Yes, actually, I do. It's we celebrate it. A lot of the bosses, have the day off today. While
We happen to be lucky here in the tri-state region. Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York celebrate it.
yes, that's right.
But there's a
And
lot of states that don't.
yeah, a few others that used to actually don't either. I think Washington was one of them. And but for the lucky folks though that have the day off, and a lot of the schools I think are closed as well. But otherwise, it's business as usual for you and I.
Well, how was your weekend, your Columbus Day weekend?
Oh, it was great. I mean, I had it was a lot going on. I mean, there was that fight Saturday night, the in the Las Vegas, the Ultimate Fighter Championship.
Which, oh yeah, both of those. See, I heard, and you watched both those?
Yeah, I mean, it was really it was intense and phenomenal. We had a party. My friend had a party. It was like seven of us guys watched that, and it was pretty exciting, I have to say.
So it was a testosterone party.
Yeah, there were no ladies at this one.
Was Judge Kavanaugh there?
Judge, that was that thing was soaking up the news the last couple weeks,
Yes,
and
certainly was. I'm surprised. Did you have beer at that party?
we did,
Well, I'm
yes.
surprised he wasn't there.
Yeah, we in spirit, I'd
In
say he
spirit, that's
was.
exactly right.
In a manner of speaking.
Now, Pat last week was talking about this tropical stuff that's going to happen, and it might affect us next weekend. Is that still a possibility?
Yeah, Pat was exactly right. And what's happened, in fact, it's we knew it was something was going to form, and it has formed, a tropical storm Michael down there. It's near the Yucatan, not far from Cancun. And what's happened is the forecast is originally looked like we knew it would be a tropical storm, and then maybe even a minimal hurricane. But now it looks like it's going to strengthen to maybe a category two, possibly a three. So we don't want that. But hurricane watches now for the Florida Panhandle. So this is going to be landing there sometime on Wednesday. So it could be some damage down there, and some winds, very strong winds for those folks down in Northwest Florida. And then later this week, it's going to race up the Eastern Seaboard. And as far as we go, it's not sure yet. If it comes close enough, we'll see some rain, and maybe even some wind. But right now, it looks the latest forecast, the consensus is taking it off the coast of like Virginia and then out to sea. So we would see maybe some rain, but not much in the way of wind. But if it shifts farther west, like if it will move straight up the coast, as probably as a tropical, still a tropical storm, we could see tropical storm winds around here on Thursday and heavy rain. But we're not hedging that way yet, Marshall.
Well, Pat was the first one to talk about this. He talked about this a week ago today.
Whoa, that was impressive.
with his long range maps, he said he thought, you know, and he thought between that storm coming off the panhandle off the eastern seaboard, and there would be like a cold front that might suck it up the coast, yeah, where we would get rain. He wasn't talking about winds, but where we would get another dose of like 1 to 3 inches of rain, which we don't need, by the way.
Right, right. And but yeah, it looks like some of the models give us nothing from this, because they're taking it off of like Cape Hatteras out to sea. But one of the models moved it a little bit closer. So if it moves overhead, we'll see some strong gusty winds and, you know, like you said, maybe 1 to 3 inches of rain, something like that. Not until Thursday. So we have time to, you know, iron out that forecast. But if you have friends or interest down in Northwest Florida, they need to be taking preparations today.
All right. So now what does our week look like up until then?
Well, not much happening. We got that drizzling, kind of misty sort of a situation today, as we've got this winds coming off the ocean. So that's causing that drizzly situation, also cooler than yesterday. But we're going to be right back above normal Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, high temperatures near 80, when our normal high should be in the 60s. Tomorrow, upper 70s to near 80. And then Wednesday, we could even top 80, getting close to record highs. And even the humidity is going to feel more like maybe around like Labor Day versus Columbus Day. And then once whatever happens with Michael and that cold front, that'll move by, and then we'll be back to sunshine, I think, on Friday. And temperatures closer, you know, seasonable, and none of this icky humidity.
Well, that's what Pat said. He said once this whole thing goes by, we'll really get into autumnal weather after it goes by. He said whatever happens with that. And he said he thinks that's when we'll get our big switch to autumn.
Yeah, and I think that is still going to happen probably by maybe Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. We could actually feel fallish, maybe get some frost around the area.
What? Frost?
Yes, frost on your pumpkins.
My pumpkins aren't out yet. I'm still waiting for my mums to bloom. They have just starting to bloom, my mums.
I love Hardy mums. Is that what they're called?
I have no idea. They're the slowest blooming mums I've ever seen. They've been on my porch for like 2 weeks now, and I'm finally starting to see a little bloom on them. But by the time they start to bloom, they're going to die.
Right, right. It's going to get, as soon as that first hard freeze, it's not going to be good for them.
No, not at all. All right. Well, we'll speak to you again in a week or so, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a great week. Enjoy it.
You too, Marshall.
Take care.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye. That is Anthony J. this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast, as he always does on a Monday morning from 4 Pat Pagano.